So what information are you looking for, sir?
Well, I'm not looking for anything crazy, as you know. What I wanted to know was a little more about the course. I know you guys teach it several times a year. I know it's kind of a unique thing that you guys do through the Wisconsin National Guard. And I'm obviously teaching anything related to the rail for the Army is unique, as you know. Was that you guys I caught on August 16th teaching that the unit mobility officer course?
Yeah, it was, sir. Yep, that was us who were out there doing a UMO practical exercise day.
Okay. Yeah, I know the locomotive is there just waiting to get shipped off here, but it's probably nice to have that there just as a static for you guys to have it as a some more of a realistic look for you to load and unload and do your thing. So kind of what is this course about? I mean, what is the premise of it?
Yeah, so the mission of the unit movement officer, the full name of the course is the Unit Movement Officer Deployment Planning Course. And the intent of the course, the overall mission is that we train selected NCOs, officers, warrant officers, and it doesn't matter if they're active duty, National Guard, or reserves, how to move and transport any of their organic unit equipment, whether that's by boat, by plane, by train, or by trucks like a semi, mm-hmm. To anywhere in the world. So they can, once they're done with our class, we'll give them a certificate and they are considered certified to be able to conduct training or movement-related operations. So,
okay. And a part of that is obviously working on rail. And I've seen you guys do a lot of work with the Fort McCoy Rail Hub. And I know a lot of our guys who have done rail movements at Fort McCoy. And pardon my focus on rail here, but one of the things I've always found unique about the fact that you guys use the little rail portion over there across from Building 50 is that Fort McCoy has that capability and a lot of other places don't, because we have, you know, the rail team here and we have this big rail hub and the capability here. How nice is it for you guys to be able to do that here?
It's awesome. It's excellent. I know a lot of other locations around the country that teach our course end up using mock-ups, or they are heavily dependent on whether or not current rail operations inhibit their ability to train at their real locations. Like if Fort McCoy had a genuine rail movement in there, that would obviously take priority over our classes training. So it's really nice to have that little mock area that's static, non-used spur off of Building 50. So it provides a reliable training experience. And I think it's incredibly valuable for the students to actually get out there and see a truck on a real train instead of some metal mock-up that's, you know, we're going to pretend this is a tackle and this is what an anchor channel would look like. So they actually get to go out there and tie a truck to a train. And my students seem to love it. So,
now you've trained a lot of people from different types of units. You've trained, I know, transportation companies. You've trained engineer companies. You name it. From especially, I'm speaking from what I've heard from these guys getting ready to rail movements, especially within the Wisconsin National Guard. You've trained folks from that, even from the Iowa National Guard, and I believe Illinois National Guard in the past as well.
Yeah, we did a special iteration for them to come up, and we trained some Illinois National Guardsmen.
Yeah, so you guys, a spectacular job on your part. Kudos to you for that, for stepping up and helping out our rail operations team, you know, get these soldiers ready to move their stuff whenever there's a rail movement. So, I mean, that's kind of looking at the whole Fort McCoy team stepping up. And I mean, cause you guys, you know, you're a tenant organization here at Fort McCoy, but I mean, that's really, we're all really one team here. And you work with the Logistics Readiness Center Transportation Operations Division or Transportation Division over there to get stuff done like that. How often do you guys communicate to do certain things like that? Is that a fairly regular basis when something like that comes up?
Yes, sir. So for the federal mission as a schoolhouse to train UMO, we coordinate with the LRC through their unit movements team every single month, multiple times a month. We message them to raise and drop the blue flag so that we can begin loading and training. We actually go on site beyond rail into the unit movements building.
Okay.
And we do 463L pallet mock-ups as well. So we get the Air Force net sets and we do that. And frequently the UMC right now, it's Dean Muller, although he is moving on. So him or his associate, Clint Kurth, will come out and they'll give a reservist active duty ITO perspective to our students. They come in as guest speakers to our classrooms. We have a very good working relationship.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's been immensely helpful.
Yeah, that's nice. And it's nice that it's beyond rail. I mean, you guys, like you said, your class teaches like all facets of transportation, you know, that intermodal, any parts of that. How important is it for, you know, especially in a transportation hub like Fort McCoy, for your guys to be able to have all those different capabilities available to them to learn, to know those things?
I would say it's, well, first and foremost, it's imperative for the curriculum of the course in which we teach. So it's just phenomenal that the unit movements team is willing to provide that and work with us to have those resources available so we don't have to spend extra Army money, as long as we can have a working relationship and borrow and share.
Right.
So it is a requirement of our students to get that hands-on practical experience, but the additional guest speaking and real life knowledge, and they'll come out and they'll help teach our class if they have some time. I have spent personal time outside of courses training with the LRC, helping them do real movement operations from my textbook knowledge and experience. So we're just, it's immensely incredible.
What's your career field by trade?
Logistics. I'm a 92 Alpha.
Okay.
So I'm not actually part of the transportation core. I'm in a MOS immaterial position, and I've just accidentally become passionate. Yeah.
But your logistics, that's part of that core knowledge that you have to know. So it makes sense. I mean, it takes total sense, actually. So, you know, what are some things people need to know about the importance of knowing, you know, mobility in the Army and the transportation idea of, you know, why transportation is important in the Army? Why is that important?
Well, I think just overall in general, our brains are always focused in, like, you think of the Army, you think of the soldiers, you think of the fight, you think of the guns, and none of that can happen. Like, they make the old adage of bullets don't fly without supply, and that's true for the entire logistics chain. The mundane minutia of checking shackles and cotter pins on a tie-down point could prevent your equipment from getting in country or even being transported to a spot to be lifted into country. And it's just a single cotter pin? It is. So,
right.
Knowing the sustainment and logistics and the importance of it is like the backbone. If you don't have that, there is no bullets to fly at enemies. There is no peace missions. If you don't have equipment and fancy doodads, no printers to print papers and flyers to win hearts and minds, if you can't get your equipment and your people where they need to be, we're not going to be effective as an organization.
Right. And I totally understand. I spent a whole career in the Air Force working for Air Mobility Command. So,
fantastic.
So I understand that, and working with U.S. Transportation Command a lot, and you know, what people need to understand about just mobility, air mobility, ground transportation, anything related to transportation, and what you're doing and teaching these folks to get things and the beans and bullets where they need to be. I commend you, and you're doing a great job. So that's really all I had for you. And I appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to just talk to me for a few minutes. That pretty much helps me get everything I needed for this. I've been wanting to actually talk to you about this for quite some time. So,
I'm happy to give you the information. May I ask what it's for? It sounded like the Fort McCoy newspaper.
Yeah, it's for Real McCoy.
Okay.
I've gotten some photos of you in the past, and I got some good ones from this. Just when you guys were out there in August, I was driving by, and I got some snaps as you guys were working on the trailer there. So I said, well, let me see if I can get a hold of them and do a short mobility story about what you guys do. So
awesome. I look forward to reading it, sir.
So all good. Thanks for your help again. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care.
You take care, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.